What would you do if you could see into the minds of others? For 12-year-old Thea Fox, this question becomes her reality after a devastating tragedy. While enjoying a summer visit to her grandmother Lucy's home in Redbud Hollow, Kentucky, a sanctuary of herb gardens and mountain magic, Thea's world shatters when she awakens from a nightmare, somehow knowing her parents have been murdered in their Virginia home. When Sheriff McKinnon arrives to deliver the terrible news, Thea shocks everyone by describing details she couldn't possibly know: how the killer cut a hole in the sliding door, smothered her parents with pillows, and stole her mother's watch before planning to escape to Myrtle Beach in their BMW. She even provides a detailed description of Ray Riggs, the 18-year-old murderer with straggly blonde hair, very light blue eyes, a skinny nose, and crooked front teeth. In this moment of raw grief, Thea confronts an extraordinary ability that will shape her entire future, a psychic gift that runs in her family's blood, one her mother Cora rejected out of fear, but that Thea must now learn to embrace, not just for her own sake, but to bring her parents' killer to justice. The gift runs in the blood, Lucy explains, as she begins teaching Thea to manage her emerging psychic abilities. Unlike Thea's mother, who fled from her powers, Thea must learn control as hers intensify after her parents' deaths. What begins as intuitions evolves into witnessing distant events and sensing others' emotions. Lucy becomes her mentor, teaching crucial techniques. You can choose when to use your gift. As guardian to Thea and her brother Rem, Lucy creates a new family bound by shared grief. Their mountain home becomes a sanctuary, with gardening, animals, and crafts providing structure during dark days. At the funeral, Thea meets Maddie, the sheriff's daughter, who makes her laugh for the first time since the tragedy. Just like that, on the day she buried her parents, she met a lifelong friend. Thea's abilities grow when she reveals personal details about detectives investigating her parents' murder and warns Detective Howard about the blue stairs, a premonition that proves accurate. As she matures, her powers evolve from helping police locate missing persons to entering and manipulating dreams, creating mental landscapes where she confronts threats on her terms. Thea channels her healing journey through video game design, using her creative talents as both career advancement and personal therapy. Her game Endin, which manipulates time and memory, earns a perfect score and attracts Milken Entertainment, a premier gaming company. She incorporates her psychic experiences into her work. When Riggs escalates his dream invasions, Thea creates Perilous Island, a mental landscape to confront him on her terms. This world features quicksand beaches, carnivorous jungles, and a volatile volcano named Idina, obstacles that cause Riggs pain when he fails, symbolizing Thea reclaiming control. Later, she approaches her Riggs problem like a game concept, developing strategic flowcharts, designing countermeasures for each attack type, and establishing victory conditions. This demonstrates how creative skills can become powerful weapons in personal battles. Redbud Hollow serves as a living character, embodying the transformative power of place and community. The mountain landscape, with its ancient forests and seasonal changes, stands in stark contrast to Riggs Prison. Wild blackberry patches and morning mist symbolize the freedom Thea gradually reclaims despite her trauma. The novel depicts rural Appalachian life, where community is daily practiced through bartered goods and services. This becomes evident when Lucy offers Nadine shelter from her abusive husband, providing assistance with paperwork, childcare, and job leads without judgment. Later, when Adelaide goes missing during a storm, the community mobilizes quickly, with Thea's abilities becoming part of this collective effort. Home ownership symbolizes putting down roots. When Miss Leona offers to sell her property, Thea and Rem each purchase 5 acres as a declaration of belonging. Thea's reflection that her mountain green cottage with blue door is hers but never hers alone perfectly captures the novel's theme of interconnection. When Tyler Brennan moves into his late great-grandmother Leona's house with his son Brayden, Thea discovers her teenage crush has become her neighbor. Their relationship shows how love can both heal past wounds and create new vulnerabilities. Unlike the violent Riggs, Ty embodies a different masculinity, a devoted father, talented musician, and a man rebuilding his life away from fame. He carries wounds from betrayal, including by Bray's mother Starla, who brought their son to him before dying of cancer. Despite his parents' disapproval, Ty embraced fatherhood completely, making his son his priority. Their connection grows through meaningful interactions, Thea bringing meals, Ty seeking advice about local resources, and building Bray's playset together. When Thea accidentally reveals her psychic abilities by locating Bray's missing toy, Ty reacts with anger and suspicion. This misunderstanding forces both to confront their fears, Ty's fear of being used again, and Thea's fear of rejection. They reconcile only after honest communication, with Ty finally accepting Thea's extraordinary abilities when she locates Adelaide. After 15 years of Riggs's mental intrusions, Thea confronts him at Sterling State Prison, with Ty waiting outside, marking her evolution from isolated victim to someone with allies. Thea strategically embodies her mother's presence, wearing Cora's vintage Cartier watch, pink diamond earrings, and signature French perfume, symbols of what Riggs stole and what she's reclaiming. Maddie's key pendant represents the power to unlock your own future. Across a scarred steel table, Thea faces the diminished Riggs, though his eyes still burn with hatred. Using her refined psychic abilities, she breaches his mental defenses, forcing him to confront his violent history. In each memory, she inserts herself as an avenging presence, defeating him in increasingly powerful ways. In their final battle, she pulls them into their most painful shared memory, the night he murdered her parents. When Riggs boasts about his mental freedom despite imprisonment, Thea launches a calculated psychic attack, triggering a stroke while dismantling his psychic abilities. After their prison escape, Ty takes Thea to an Appalachian viewpoint symbolizing their future. There, he shares his song, I See Her, acknowledging her complete self with all strengths and vulnerabilities. His proposal addresses her deepest needs, converting part of her family home into their shared space, building a music studio for both their passions, and creating a family honoring their mutual dreams. Thea's response, I've loved you for years, connects her teenage crush to their mature, tested love. Their embrace in the golden light transcends romance and embodies the novel's message. True freedom comes through confronting fears and embracing our complete selves. Thea's journey from traumatized child to empowered woman reveals how ordinary lives contain extraordinary possibilities. Her genuine extraordinariness lies not in her psychic abilities, but in her commitment to use them with integrity, transforming tragedy into purpose and belonging.